The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome to our time here to meditate and explore some of the teachings. So, the topic for this week is the mind. And the state of the mind, and but not just the mind itself, but the mind that we're mindful of, that the mind state, the quality of the mind, the quality, inner quality of our state being, that it's one thing for it to be what it is, and it's something different to be aware of it, to be mindful of it. I like to think of mindfulness practice is the meeting of two things. It's meeting of life, the experience of life, whatever it might be, and mindfulness, a kind of awareness which is a little bit intentional, especially initially, a little bit full, dedicated, devoted attention to whatever is to itself, devoted to attention, but the meeting of attention and experience. And so it's one thing to breathe. It's another thing to breathe mindfully. It's one thing to have a body. It's another thing to be mindful of the body, to have the awareness meet the experience of the body. And it's one thing to have experiences of mind and to be aware of it. And for today, the kind of general state of the mind, and so what I'd like to emphasize today is something very simple about the mind state, the mood or the disposition of the mind. It has many flavors, many aspects, but the one today is that a mind can be the mind state can be one that is contracted, or it can be scattered. It can be dull and sinking mind, or it could be over-energized and kind of spinning out and jumping around. So one is called the sinking mind sometimes, the other is called overactive mind. Sometimes the mind feels contracted and small and tight, just kind of caught up in its little concern, and there's nothing outside of it. And other times, not the opposite is not exactly expanded. That's for later, but the opposite is to be scattered and distracted and fragmented and just jumping all over the place. So what happens if we're mindful of that? We're aware of that. So, the kind of the label I like to suggest, you can choose your own for these two states, but contracted mind and scattered mind. And if you're caught up in thought, even if it's the same train of thought, it's kind of like more like a scattered mind. Distracted mind, kind of contracted mind or distracted mind. Maybe that's maybe a good pairing. So when you find yourself kind of sinking mind, dull mind, contracted mind, recognize it as such. When you have a scattered mind, a distracted mind, an over-energized mind, recognize it as such. And recognize what it's like to be mindful of it. What changes when you settle back and clearly recognize it without reactivity, without judgment, without stories, what it means? Just a very simple, like you're taking awareness. I'd like to think of silent awareness and meeting the state of the mind. And if your mind is not any one of these two, scattered, dull, sinking, sleepy, it's not distracted, scattered, fragmented, then maybe just appreciate what the mindfulness is like, what awareness is like then. So I'm hoping this instruction is very simple. So it's either contracted or scattered, or there's an experience of what it's like to be aware of that. The mind that's aware of itself. What happens to the mind then? If this instruction is too complicated for how your sitting is going and how you're used to sitting, you can just not worry about it. It might think of it as a little addition to your practice, and maybe not doing it all the time, but once you start getting settled into it. So, assuming a comfortable posture, and in the comfort of this posture, adjust it so that it's also alert. So the posture brings a kind of wakefulness or a little bit of energy that supports attention. Scanning your body, making it now small, maybe not so small, and making adjustments in posture, shifting a little bit, rocking a little teeny bit back and forth or sideways, and twisting yourself a little bit, just kind of finding a midpoint where things feel balanced. Gently closing your eyes. Then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Relaxing as you exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, relax different parts of your body. Release them, the holding. And then settling in with your breathing. And taking on the next minute or so to be as simply present for breathing as you can. With not any agenda, but just seeing for 1 minute, you can hang in there, experiencing every in-breath and every out-breath without strain, but with devotion. Dedication, as if it's the most important thing for this minute. And then settling in again with just breathing quietly, noticing the general quality of your mind state. This, your mind state of mind, seem contracted or dull, sinking. Does your mind state feel scattered or distracted, fragmented, jumping around? And if it's one of those two things, or if it's something else, to be mindful of that, to be aware of it, to have there be a meeting of the state of your mind and the awareness of it, an awareness that's simple, almost permissive of how you are. So it's just simply aware of your mind state. And what happens when you do so? to meet your experience in such a way that your experience feels safe from your judgments, your over-involvement, your fixing, wanting something different. To be a good friend to your experience by meeting it simply for what it is. And becoming aware of the quality of your mind state, with a simple meeting of it. This is how it is. Noticing if it's contracted or scattered. Dull and heavy. Or distracted. Over-energized. And what happens to your quality of your mind state when it is met with awareness? Taking the time to step back and observe the state of your mind, quality of your mind, sinking mind or over-energized mind. Dull mind, active mind. And then allowing it to be that way, but to observe it clearly. A meeting of awareness and the state of your mind. Recognizing it clearly. And what happens to the state of mind as you do so? And as we come to the end of this sitting, if you've learned something about awareness, meeting experience, to let your awareness meet the world, or how you construct the world that we live in, turning your attention outward and simply meeting it as a witness, as someone who cares, but is without being over-involved or under-involved, without being for or against, just to see and meet, be present first and foremost, to know the world in whatever way that comes to mind. And to perhaps drop into your heart, maybe the feeling center or the place where you feel goodwill, kindness, generosity, or care, compassion, or love, what might be called the heart center. And meet the world now from the heart center. Meet it with your care and kindness, goodwill. Gaze upon the world kindly. Gaze out across the lens with goodwill and care. And it's a powerful thing to end meditation practices with reflecting upon, evoking even, this goodwill and care for the world, for others. And to connect the meditation practice with benefiting the world. And may it be that in intentional and unintentional ways, in ways that you know, in ways you don't know, may it be that this meditation session can be for the welfare and happiness of others. May it somehow spread from each of us individually and from all of us as a group. May it spread out across the lands as a movement, as a domino effect of goodness, generosity, care, and love. May it be that somehow our practice is for the welfare and happiness of the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.